We'll look up the rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Question: what ham radio website attracts 50,000 unique visits daily and boasts more than 500,000 registered users? No, it's not the ARRL. It is QRZ.com. Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, spoke with the guru behind this most popular ham radio website, Fred Lloyd, AA7BQ, to take a closer look, or rather listen, to the evolution of this most popular hotspot on the web. Here's part two of Hap's interview.
Let's talk about services that you provide the disabled hams, specifically your PCS page.
The PCS page, PCS stands for Personal Communication System, and it was designed actually 7 or 8 years ago when cell phones were starting to, they're actually called PCS, like Sprint PCS and things of that nature. And I wanted to make a QRZ page that would work on a cell phone that had a limited screen. So that meant that I had to leave off all of the formatting, basically all of the graphics, nothing but the data, just nothing but the data. And we put that out there and gave it a shot, but as it turned out, it sort of opened up a back door into QRZ that hams could use for other than the intended purpose. We basically had to shut it down for that reason. Then blind hams started coming to me and saying, well, I can't read your page. There's too many graphics on it. And so I thought, well, I've got a page without any graphics. It's the PCS page, and it was just sitting there doing nothing. And so it's basically become the go-to page for blind hams. I'm really happy to provide that. There's no charge. All it takes is for anyone with a vision disability to contact me by email or through a friend, and I will turn that on for them. So I'm really happy to do that.
What will the blind ham find on the PCS page?
Just the facts. You know, the biggest thing that QRZ has is the call sign database. For example, when you go to the PCS page, there's an entry box there where you type in a call sign and then click the button that says QRZ on it. And when you do insert a call sign, it comes back rather quickly, and it gives you the name, the address, the full mailing address, the email address, the number of lookups that QRZ has had for that call sign, the date the license was issued, the license class, the county that the ham is in, the area code that's probable for that location, the time zone, the GMT offset, the latitude, the longitude, the grid square, whether or not they accept email QSLs, what their web page might be, and the date of the last update. So it's just a litany of things. When it comes to what is shown about you, we can certainly accept latitude and longitude, for example, of 0 and 0, which does put you out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, I believe. You don't have to list your email address if you don't want to. You don't really have to list whether or not you accept QSLs. The grid square is a function of latitude and longitude. The time zone and all that is just a simple lookup from your zip code, so you really can't suppress that, and that's available to anyone, for example. Your license, the date it was granted and expires, that's in the FCC data, so that's always going to be there. And you can suppress your location in terms of lat long. You can suppress your email. Other than that, it basically just gives you publicly available information that's derived from the listing itself.
Any idea what ham hall has garnered the most lookups?
Yeah, mine. My call sign has over 200,000 lookups. There are a couple of others that are really high. The funny thing about lookups is that some people actually in the past have looked up their own call sign as many times as possible to artificially inflate the number as though it were a badge of honor. We get a lot of hams that are very angry if their lookup number changes without them knowing it, or if it gets reset to 0 by, for example, if a programming mistake took place or something like that. It's a very important piece of data to a lot of people. And so what we've done is we've created two lookup counters for every call sign. One is the number of lookups that we have counted, and the other is the number of lookups that the individual has claimed. And it's sort of like an odometer where they can set it to anything they want. But we display both of them, so there's no real trickery going on.
Vanity, vanity, vanity. It goes beyond vanity call signs. Is there any audio component to QRZ.com?
No, but there are a couple of videos on YouTube that I created a few years ago. They're just sort of like reports of new equipment and things like that. Not that great, really.
Where do you see, especially with your new general manager, QRZ.com 5 or 10 years down the road?
That's a great question. My greatest wish is that QRZ just continues to exist in the same way it does today. One of the things that certainly we hope to get started here in the next year or so are operating awards. For instance, Worked All States and Worked All Continents and DXCC and things of that nature. We're going to be issuing those ourselves based on the logbooks of our users here on the site. We may even branch out into sponsoring contests, much in the same way that CQ Magazine does for their operating awards, as well as for EQSL. We also hope to integrate directly with EQSL so that the logbooks that are online at QRZ will be directly downloaded to EQSL without the user having to actually download the file and upload it. In other words, it'll just sort of automatically happen with their permission, of course. We look forward to being a major upgrade to QRZ.
You're listening to QRZ.com webmaster Fred Lloyd, AA7BQ, speaking with Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, about his website, QRZ.com, that boasts over 300,000 photos and whose call sign database includes over 1.5 million call signs from the U.S. and beyond. We'll conclude Hap's conversation with Fred in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 from therainreport.com.
What about an amateur radio version of Wikipedia on QRZ.com?
We actually tried that once, and it just didn't go anywhere. I think the problem is that Wikipedia, or a piece of wiki software, is an amazing thing, but a lot of people don't understand the concept behind public authorship. For example, on Wikipedia, I could log into Wikipedia today and create a biography for you, or if you already have a biography, I could log into Wikipedia and change it. Anybody can change anything is sort of the rule at Wikipedia. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand how it could possibly work. So we had a lot of resistance to it, and it actually stayed up at QRZ for a few months and didn't go anywhere. It just wasn't interesting. QRZ does a lot of things for a lot of people. We serve upwards of 500,000 or more pages every single day, and we have 50,000 unique visitors every single day. But I would say that more than 90% of those pages and of those users are going to the call sign database to look up call signs. Everything else that we have, the forums and the DX clusters and the for sale pages and all that, pale in comparison to the core function, which is call sign lookup. And that's the thing that I work the most on, is to make sure that we provide the best database with great performance to the most people. If I had to get rid of anything, it would not be the call sign database. It would be basically the golden component in this whole thing.
You talk about the U.S. call sign database. Does this apply to foreign call signs as well?
It does. However, the foreign call signs, with the single exception of Canada, all come from the users themselves. We don't have the ability to log into the German version of the FCC, for example, and download their database. In many countries, the data is protected. In some countries, the data is not even stored on computer. I expect it's on a 3x5 index card in some drawer somewhere. It's simply not possible to gather all the data electronically. And it takes a lot of work to contact all of these foreign countries to obtain their data. Sadly, some foreign countries have signed agreements with other call book providers for exclusivity. For example, if I went to Germany and I asked them for a copy of their call sign data, they'd say, well, we're sorry, but there's another firm that has the exclusive rights to that. You know, that's always been a problem, but fortunately, thousands of German hams have come to QRZ on their own and added their call sign themselves. In fact, we have as many foreign call signs as we do United States call signs on our server, which is a testament to the service that we provide. People want to be on QRZ, and if their government won't give it to us, they will. During the summertime, I go from Hamfest to Hamfest across the country in my motorhome, and I'd love to drop in just about any club or organization that would like me to come to their Hamfest or even to their club meeting. I will do it if I'm in that part of the country at the time. About 6 months of the year, on average, I'm on the road. And I do this just because I like to get out and I like to meet people. I tell everyone that I meet that I feel like I'm just the luckiest guy in the world. I started this as a hobby. Somehow, it's become the most popular site in all of amateur radio. There's no other single site that has the traffic that QRZ has. QRZ has 500,000 registered users. It's growing every single day. And I just look around and I say, I just can't believe it. I can't believe this has happened. And I'm just eternally grateful to every single person that comes to QRZ for their kindness and their patronage of the site. That's why I work as hard as I can to make it the best site for them. And that's what I intend to do for as long as possible.
And that concludes our conversation with Fred Lloyd, AA7BQ, the man and driving force behind QRZ.com, the most popular ham radio website on the web, boasting more than 500,000 registered users and garnishing 50,000 unique visits a day. Curious to know how many lookups Rain's Hap Holly KC9RP has had? Go look for yourself on QRZ.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for all of those connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.